Language and Behavior Profile Lab Profile. To sway others, use words that appeal rather than upset. Choose your language wisely for maximum impact. People act for various reasons, and understanding their motivations is key. Dive into these three areas to understand them better: level, criteria, and direction. In the level category, we figure out if someone is more likely to take action or react to situations. Proactive folks are the go-getters. They jump into action first and think about it later. They might bulldoze ahead without considering consequences or how others feel. On the flip side, reactive people tend to wait for things to happen before responding. Understanding workplace dynamics involves recognizing the differences between proactive and reactive approaches. Proactives jump into action, while reactives take their time to analyze. Extreme reactions tend to overanalyze situations. When advertising a job, using specific keywords can attract either type of candidate. Proactives respond to phrases like take initiative or take charge, while reactions are drawn to terms like let's think about it or consider your options. Criteria are how people express their values. They're the words that hit home, stirring up both physical and emotional reactions. We call them hot buttons. These reactions can come from both conscious and unconscious parts of our minds. Understanding people's direction in approaching goals and problems is crucial. Individuals are driven by excitement and focus on achieving goals using words like gain and achieve, while away from individuals are motivated by avoiding problems and using phrases like getting rid of. Recognizing which direction you lean towards can help you better understand how to motivate yourself and handle challenges effectively. Motivation patterns level. Criteria and direction. To sway people effectively, it's all about using the right words. Influencing language is about picking words that pack a punch without causing any offense. People have different reasons behind their actions. To sway them, take a look at their motivation patterns. These come in three categories: level, criteria, and direction. Level talks about whether you or someone else is a doer or a reactor. Doers, also known as proactive folks, are the ones who jump into action first and think about it later. They might plow through tasks without considering the consequences or how others feel about it. On the flip side, reactors are more cautious. They tend to react to situations rather than initiate action themselves. Human behavior with lab profile. In workplaces, people have different ways of approaching tasks and challenges. Some dive right in, while others take their time to analyze everything. We call these different approaches proactive and reactive. Proactives are like those who are always ready to take charge. They jump into action without much hesitation. On the other hand, reactives are more cautious. They like to think things through before they start. Extreme reactions can take ages to study a situation before making a move. When companies advertise job positions, they use specific words to attract either proactive or reactive candidates. For example, if they want proactive applicants, they might use phrases like take the initiative or go for it. But if they're looking for reactions, they might use words like let's think about it or you might consider. Another aspect of understanding people's behavior is their criteria. These are the values that matter to them. Sometimes, people aren't even aware of these criteria, but they still influence their decisions and emotions. Direction is another important factor. Some people are towards types, they focus on achieving their goals and get excited about it. Others are away from types, they're motivated by avoiding problems. People use words like gain or achieve, while away from people talk about getting rid of problems or avoiding bad situations. Motivation comes in various forms, including source, reason, and decision factors. When it comes to making decisions, people fall into two camps, internal and external. Externals like to hear what others think, value feedback, and often seek guidance from outside sources. Internals, on the other hand, trust their judgment and find it hard to accept advice from others. They're independent thinkers who don't rely on external praise or direction. Sometimes, internals can take it to the extreme and develop what we call a macho pattern. This means they believe they're always right and superior to everyone else. It doesn't matter what others say, they think they know best. You know something other people don't. You can order other people around. Other people have a problem and you have the solution. You're better than other people. Soften the macho pattern. When talking to someone with a macho pattern, it's helpful to begin with phrases like, as you probably know, to acknowledge their existing knowledge. Then, gently suggest things they might not be aware of by saying you may wish to consider, and offer examples like other organizations have done this. People tend to have two ways of thinking about how to do things, options or procedures. Those with an options pattern get excited about new ways of doing things and prefer flexible paths to their goals. They enjoy starting new projects but might find it challenging to finish them because they prefer exploring new ideas over maintaining existing ones. Decision patterns in people. 1. Procedures pattern. People with this pattern prefer following instructions step by step. They believe in doing things the right way and don't like breaking rules. 2. Reacting to change. Decision factors show how people handle change, whether they prefer gradual changes, big changes, both, or stability. These correspond to four patterns: sameness, sameness with exception, difference, and double pattern. 3. Sameness pattern. People who prefer sameness don't like to change and excel in environments with routine tasks. About 65% of people fall under the sameness with exception pattern. Supervisors with this pattern strive to maintain standards and continuity. 4. Difference pattern. These individuals are like revolutionaries. They thrive on significant changes and resist stability, preferring changes every 1 to 2 years. 5. Double pattern. People with this pattern like both revolutions and constant evolution. They prefer changes every 3 to 4 years. 6. Influencing language. Within each pattern, the language used either emphasizes similarity to the past, similarity with room for improvement, or newness and improvement from before. Productivity patterns at work. Different people have unique ways of getting things done, especially when it comes to where they focus their attention and how they handle stress. Productivity patterns. Two main patterns are important: scope and attention direction. Scope asks if someone is better at handling the big picture, general, or the small details. Specific. People with a specific pattern are detail-oriented and work best by tackling tasks step by step. On the other hand, those with a general pattern see the big picture and may work in a less structured manner. About a quarter of people have a balance of both. Attention direction. This looks at whether people focus more on themselves, self, or others, other. Self-focused individuals are more concerned about what people say rather than how they say it, often missing cues like tone or body language. Conversely, those with another pattern are more animated when speaking and pay attention to facial expressions, body language, and tone. Stress and workplace styles. When it comes to handling stress, people generally fall into three patterns: feeling, choice, and thinking. Those with a feeling pattern tend to experience strong emotions, especially when faced with normal stressors. They thrive in creative fields but might struggle in sales due to their sensitivity to rejection. The most common pattern is choice. People in this group might initially react emotionally to stress but then return to a rational state, or they might become overwhelmed by stress. People with a thinking pattern, however, tend to remain calm and rational even under pressure. While they excel in high-stress roles like air traffic control, they may struggle with empathy. Workplace style also has three distinct patterns: independent, proximity, and cooperative. 1. Independent. Independent individuals prefer working alone with full responsibility. They may find teamwork distracting and prefer solitude for focused thinking. 2. Proximity. Proximity workers enjoy collaborating with others but need clear roles and responsibilities. They thrive in managing people and projects. 3. Cooperative. Cooperative individuals are team players who value collaboration and see the collective effort as greater than individual contributions. Success with lab profile. In career coaching, understanding corporate culture, recruitment, and beyond, lab profile shines. Most folks have a blend of patterns. Take towards and internal types, they're driven by goals but trust their judgment above all. Convincing them otherwise? Tough luck. Consider a sales director rocking these patterns: proactive, towards, internal, procedures, and sameness with exception, general, other, and choice. Picture this: they dive into action, deaf to others' advice, and impatient with delays. When they meet their team, it's lab profile time. They'll fill out a questionnaire, revealing their unique blend of traits. Armed with this analysis, rapport becomes a breeze. Knowing their combination patterns helps tailor language for effective persuasion and influence. Success with behavioral tools. Utilize the suggestion model to connect with others effectively. Step 1. Offer a suggestion using language that resonates with their internal motivations. Step 2. Explain how the suggestion solves or avoids a problem, away from. Step 3. Highlight the benefits of the suggestion, towards. Step 4. Emphasize why it should be easy to accomplish, for externals. Employ the format system to engage different personality types. 1. Importance. Start by explaining why the topic matters, options, away from, and or towards. 2. Topic. Present what the topic is about. 3. How. Describe how the topic is approached. 4. Utility. Explain where else the topic can be useful, options. Resolve conflicts between opposing pattern types using the lab profile. 1. Choose a calm moment to initiate a conversation. 2. Begin by discussing internal motivations and what they want to avoid. 3. Then, inquire about their criteria and what matters to them. The lab profile is like a magic wand for finding the right people for the job. Take this engineering and manufacturing company, for example. When they advertised for a production manager, they got bombarded with 300 applications, but only found one good fit. Then, they tried something different. They tweaked their ad using what's called influencing language. Suddenly, they had 100 applications, and this time, 8 of them were spot on for the job. That's the power of the lab profile in action. Key points. 1. Use the right language to influence others by aligning with their motivations and behaviors. 2. Proactive people jump into action, while reactive individuals prefer to analyze before acting. 3. Understanding people's values, criteria, and goals, direction, helps you connect and motivate them. 4. Towards people focus on achieving goals, while away from individuals want to avoid problems. 5. Internal decision makers trust their judgment, while externals value outside feedback. 6. People react to change differently. Some prefer stability, others accept revolution or gradual shifts. 7. Tailor your communication style to match the person's motivation and work preferences for better results.